101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The time is 6:03, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboisha Matsura, and I'll be with you until 7:30 tonight as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Tonight we started out with music from Alexina Louis, a Canadian composer with some local roots. She received her Bachelor of Music in Piano Performance and Composition from University of British Columbia in 1970, and then moved to Toronto and established herself there. The work that we just heard was Thunder Dragon, a selection from Music for Heaven and Earth, an orchestral work commissioned by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra in 1990. Moving on now to some music from Meyer Kupferman, a composer from the United States who was born in 1926 and died in 2003. He was a very prolific composer and experimented with a wide variety of styles in his works, including jazz, Eastern European folk tunes, and also some more sort of avant-garde academic type techniques such as serialism and so on. Here's the first movement from the Quantum Symphony by Meyer Kupferman.
Thank you.
first movement of the Quantum Symphony by Meyer Kupferman. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. As always, I'm your host, Nebuchadnezzar Shamatsura. Well, coming up next, we have a piece for guitar and orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo, probably one of the best-known Spanish composers from the 20th century. He was born in 1901 and died in 1999. And he composed for, almost until the end of his life. So he had an extremely long and productive career. His best-known work is probably the Concerto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra. That was written in 1939. But he also wrote some other works for guitar, or sometimes even multiple guitars. Here is one of his later compositions. This is the second movement of the Concierto para una Fiesta, or Concerto for a, well, I guess, party, you could say. This work was written in 1982, so it's one of his later compositions. Here's guitarist Pepe Romero, accompanied by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, under the direction of Sir Neville Mariner. Thank you. The second movement of Concierto para una Fiesta, a concerto for guitar and orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo. The time is 6:25, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. Right now, it's time to take a short break for this announcement.
Four bands, 10 bucks. The Sessions, Reasonable Men, Said the Whale, Shades of Grey. Four great local bands playing at the Heritage Hall on Wednesday, April the 4th. Check out this all-ages show. Proceeds go to the Oak Tree Foundation. This youth-run and aid development organization has divisions all around the world. Help Oak Tree Foundation root in Canada. Tickets available at the door. There's nothing I want more when she puts out a face.
And we're back on Uncommon Practice. Coming up next, we have a string quartet from Heitor Villa-Lobos, who was almost single-handedly responsible for putting his native Brazil on the map of the classical music world in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He wrote, I think 16 quartets, or maybe even more than that, at least 16 string quartets, and tons and tons of other music. Here are some selections from string quartet number 12, performed here by Quarteto Latinoamericano.
Thank you.
All right, those are two movements from String Quartet No. 12 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC right here in Vancouver. I'm Nebo Shimatsura, and I'll be here until 7:30 tonight bringing you more relatively new classical music. Well, one of the most interesting things about Canadian composers is that many of them are immigrants from, all over the world. And many of them incorporate musical elements of their old country, I guess you could say. So I thought here we will listen now to some music by Canadian composers that sort of pays homage to the lands they left behind. So to start us out, here is a work entitled Sketches from Natal by Malcolm Forsyth, who immigrated to Canada from South Africa in 1968 and taught music composition at the University of Alberta in Edmonton up until, quite recently. He's retired now. But this is a suite for small orchestra that sort of paints a picture of the part of South Africa where Forsyth lived before moving here. So here's an excerpt from Sketches from Natal by Malcolm Forsyth, performed by the CBC Vancouver Orchestra under the direction of Mario Bernardi. part, those were two compositions from Canadian composers with some overseas roots. The piece that we just heard was an excerpt from Souvenirs de Pologne, a suite for piano and orchestra by Peter Paul Koprowski, who immigrated to Canada from Poland in the 1970s. In the late 1960s. That piece was written after he went back to visit Poland in 1983, and the performance we heard was from pianist Janina Fialkowska and the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Rafi Armenian. Before that, we heard an excerpt from Sketches from Natal by South African-born composer Malcolm Forsyth. And that performance was by the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, conducted by Mario Bernardi. The time is 6:50, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents Live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, now it's time to take a look at local weather. Currently at the Vancouver Airport, it's partly cloudy. The temperature is 7 degrees and the wind is out of the south at 9 kilometers per hour. The lower mainland forecast for tonight, we'll see clearing skies early this evening, also getting cold with a low of 0. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 9 degrees near the water and 13 inland. Tomorrow night, a few clouds with a low of 2. On Wednesday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 10. On Thursday, we'll see periods of rain with a low of 7 and a high of 11 degrees. And on Friday, more rain with a low of 9 and a high of 14. Okay, now here is some more music here on Uncommon Practice. We haven't listened to any choral music yet tonight, so here are two laments on Dylan Thomas for men's choir by American composer Kenneth Jennings, who was the conductor of the choir at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota for a great many years. Now, even though St. Olaf is kind of in the middle of nowhere, it has the reputation of having one of the strongest choral programs in North America. So here is the male vocal group Cantus, which consists of St. Olaf College alumni. So, two laments on Dylan Thomas by Kenneth Jennings.
Why then?
Two Laments on Dylan Thomas by Kenneth Jennings. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we're going to jump back to the first half of the 20th century and listen to some music from Olivier Messiaen, one of the most influential French composers. He was born in 1908 and died in 1992. He was active as a composer, conductor, and church organist. For a long time, he played organ in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Paris. He was also a very religious man, and many of his works have a strong spiritual element to them. During World War II, Messiaen served as, I believe, an ambulance driver or something like that, and he was taken prisoner by the Germans, and he spent 2 years in a POW camp in Central Europe. And while he was incarcerated there, he wrote a work for violin, cello, clarinet, and piano. The exact circumstances of the creation of the work are not very clear because apparently Messiaen was ill for a long time during his imprisonment, so he was delirious. But he explained later that the instrumentation was chosen because those were the only instruments he could find in the POW camp. Some of his critics say, you know, he wasn't that bad off if he was allowed to compose and continue his musical activities while he was there. Certainly a lot better off than some of the, millions of the other people who were imprisoned by the Germans during World War II. At any rate, here is the seventh movement from the Quartet for the End of Time. That's the name of this work, written in 1943. Here is the Amici Ensemble, which I believe is a group from Toronto, performing a Quartet for the End of the Time by Olivier Messiaen. the seventh movement of Quartet for the End of Time, or Quatuor pour la Fin du Temps, by Olivier Messiaen. That work written while the composer was interned in a prisoner of war camp during World War II. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Also broadcasting live over the internet at citr.ca. You can also catch podcasts of all of your favorite CITR shows by going to our website and following the link to podcasts. Now here's a work for solo piano from Carl Amadeus Hartmann, a German composer who was active at around the same time as Olivier Messiaen. One of the remarkable things about Hartmann is that during World War II, while he was living in Germany, he was one of the very few public figures who spoke out publicly against Nazis. I don't know if he suffered any reprisals, but that's his sort of non-musical claim to fame. Much of his music has been ignored for unknown reasons in the years following his death. So every once in a while, there is a resurgence. Here is a jazz toccata and fugue for solo piano. I don't know really how audible the jazz influence is here, but this work was written in the 1930s when American jazz was sort of all the rage in Europe. Here's pianist Siegfried Mauser performing the Jazz Toccata and Fugue by Carl Amadeus Hartmann. Jazz Toccata and Fugue for Solo Piano by Carl Amadeus Hartmann. Well, there's about 10 minutes left here on Uncommon Practice. Here is an excerpt from one of the best-known Russian operas. Now, I must admit, I'm not a big fan of opera for a number of reasons, but I love a good opera chorus. And this is probably, well, I think it's one of the most powerful opera choruses ever written. Here is the coronation scene from the opera Boris Godunov by Modest Mussorgsky. Now, you may know that Mussorgsky was a raging alcoholic, and he died at the age of 42, and many of his works were left unfinished and had to be completed and revised by other people. Now, Boris Godunov was edited and revised by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Later, I believe, the original version resurfaced, and that also gets performed every once in a while. But we're going to hear the Rimsky-Korsakov arrangement here. So here's the coronation scene from the opera Boris Godunov by Modest Mussorgsky. I don't know which orchestra this is. So, oh well. Thank you. right, that was the coronation scene from the opera Boris Godunov by Modest Mussorgsky. And that's it for this week on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for listening. I'll be back on Monday, April 16th, so tune in again then for more classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Neboy Shamatsura, and this has been Uncommon Practice.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Alex Tsuchijima, and you're listening to Karasu on 101.9. Check it out.
Oh,